Stag, this is dictating on Gina Konietzky. GINA, Gina. Konietzky is KONIETZKY. That's KON, N as in Nancy, IET, T as in Thomas, ZKY, Konietzky. Date of birth is 1/11/76. Date of visit 7/14/23. Please make a copy for Sarah Sakala. Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Sakala, S-A-K-A-L-A, Sakala. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and status post-COVID-19 in December of 21. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 47-year-old female who has been coughing persistently over the past 1 year. States that she tested positive for COVID-19 in December of 21 period. The patient had fever, dry cough, and had episodes of wheezing, and was admitted to Halifax Medical Center, where a CTA of the chest was done, and it showed no pulmonary emboli, but showed patchy areas of consolidation consistent with viral pneumonia. Period. The patient was treated conservatively and discharged, but she has had persistent cough ever since then and has used an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. She also had a chest x-ray in March of 23, which showed subtle interstitial ground glass opacities in the lower lung zones. The patient denies any yellow sputum or night sweats, fevers, or chills, and no hemoptysis period. She has gained weight. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for asthma and recurrent bronchitis. The patient also had a history of breast reduction surgery. Breast reduction surgery. And she has been treated for pneumonia, period. Next line, allergies, no drug allergies. Next line, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 14 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. She works at Whole Foods in sales. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is alive and has a history for asthma and hypertension. Next paragraph, medication list included, medication list, none at the present time. Next, system review. The patient has cough, wheezing, shortness of breath. She has reflux symptoms, denies nausea, vomiting. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has no easy bruising. She denies joint pains or muscle aches. No headaches, memory loss. She has some sinus drainage and nasal allergies and hives. She also has hoarseness and some sore throat. And she denies any glaucoma or cataracts. Next, physical exam. This obese middle-aged female who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse 92, respirations 20, temps 97.5, weight is 228, saturation 98. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 2, history of COVID-19 infection with viral pneumonia resolved. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis. Number 4 is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and also get a complete pulmonary function study. So we'll get a CT chest without contrast. And she's given a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Advised to go for a polysomnographic study. Advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Sarah Sakala, APRN. Sakala, S-A-K-A-L-A, APRN. Thank you.